The fundamental teaching of Buddha is that we should view others as being more important than we are. Compare yourself to the rest of sentient beings. All other sentient beings are countless, while you are just one person. Your suffering and happiness may be very important, but it is just the suffering and happiness of one individual, whereas the happiness and suffering of all other sentient beings is immeasurable and countless. So it is the way of the wise to sacrifice one for the benefit of the majority, and is the way of the foolish to sacrifice the majority on behalf of just one single individual. Even from the point of view of your personal well-being, you must cultivate a compassionate mind. That is the source of happiness in your life. Irrespective of whether we profess a particular religion or not, we must be warm-hearted, we must cultivate compassion, and in that way we will be able to lead peaceful and meaningful lives. In the case of Buddhist practitioners, and particularly Mahayana Buddhist practitioners, how should we engage in the practice? Even when we talk about helping others, we are not talking only about giving them temporary benefit and help, like food, clothing, and shelter, and so forth, because these things will not bring long-lasting happiness. Therefore, it is extremely important to investigate the possibility of achieving long-lasting and ultimate happiness. We must judge whether it is possible to eliminate sufferings from their root. But if you examine your own present capacity, let alone helping countless sentient beings, you do not have the ability to eliminate the suffering of even one sentient being. Sufferings arise from specific causes and conditions, which are collected by individual sentient beings. That being so, it is extremely important that individual sentient beings know what is to be practiced and what is to be given up, what brings suffering and what brings long-lasting happiness. We must show sentient beings the right path, which brings happiness, and the wrong path, which brings suffering. Therefore, when we talk about benefiting other sentient beings, it is through showing them the path and helping them understand what is to be given up and what is to be practiced. This is how we can help other sentient beings. In order to do so, it is extremely important, on the one hand, that what you are going to teach to other sentient beings does not remain hidden to you. You must understand the meaning of the path you are going to show other sentient beings. For example, the more advanced a student is in his or her studies, the more that student needs a teacher with better qualifications and greater knowledge. Likewise, in order to show the right path to other sentient beings, you must first have trodden that path yourself. It is for this reason that the scriptures explain the need to actualize different categories of clairvoyance, being able to know the minds and needs of other sentient beings.